Then in the 95th Psalm, we have here just a delightful hymn of praise. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. And then in Psalm 96, and again, you have here another wonderful psalm of praise. When the Lord Jehovah, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, shall reign over the whole earth. And these are singing psalms. I think all of them are for that matter, but these, I think, especially were singing psalms that we have here. And 96, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Now, we've already seen about that new song. They're going to sing that in heaven. It's a song of redemption. Now, the new song here is a song that the prophets mentioned that it was coming. Book of Revelation says they're going to sing it. It's a time when a new song will be sung. The prophet said the day will come when they'll sing it. I think these are the psalms they'll be singing at that time. Now, in this 96th psalm, you have idolatry mentioned, and that in verse 4, and let me just lift that out. I don't want to spend too much time here. Verse 4, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He's to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Idolatry is mentioned here because in the millennium that'll end all of it. Men who think themselves wise today, turning to all kinds of religions. May I say to you, that will be a day when atheism, deism, polytheism, pantheism, and all the cults will be done away with. And we're to give unto Jehovah all families of the peoples. Give unto Jehovah glory and strength. That's verse 7. Oh, how wonderful this is. And then we have here another very wonderful psalm, and it's a call to sing again. How wonderful. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. He's done marvelous things. And then Psalm 99, the Lord reigneth, let the peoples tremble. This, another great song of praise. And he is the mighty one. My friend, if you haven't got in the habit of praising our God, you better get in the habit. If you go into heaven, you better tune up, because you're going to spend a lot of time praising him there. And since we'll be doing that, the place to tune up is down here. Later on, we'll come to a psalm that says, the Lord is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And this looks to the future when they're going to praise him here on earth during the millennium. It's not the millennium yet, but there's no reason in the world why you and I should not praise him today and say how wonderful our God is. And you know why we should say it? Because he is wonderful, and he's good, and he's faithful, and his loving kindness endureth. He's always going to be good to me. He's always going to be good to you, friends. Doesn't that do something for you?